Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. It's Friday, May 29th, 2020. Every week we check in with Publishers Weekly for the latest news on books and publishing. And today, Andrew Albanese, PW senior writer, joins me from his home office in New York City. Welcome back to the program, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
So last Friday, Andrew, you shared with us your curiosity about this week's virtual book expo. And I guess I have to ask you, how did you think it turned out?
Yeah, so Book Expo 2020, the virtual edition, it took place this week. And now that it's in the books, no pun intended, I was actually pretty impressed. Now, full disclosure, we at Publishers Weekly were media partners with Book Expo, as we usually are. Our readers probably know who go to the show when there actually is a show that we do show dailies every year. And we did some of that digitally this year, too, which I thought were pretty good. And I'm proud to say, too, that we organized the show's opening panel, the panel on public libraries in the pandemic, which I thought was terrific. It's a great panel. You can still watch it. You can go to the Book Expo site and check it out if you have not seen it yet. But you know, over the course of Book Expo's 3 days, there were a number of programs with some great authors, and we're addressing issues facing the industry. Some of it was addressing the pandemic, of course, but much of it, you know, was really sort of firmly focused on, you know, publishing business, you know, doing the work that we would have done if we were at Book Expo for this year. So I thought that was pretty cool. And you know, you can read about the content of some of these panels on the Publishers Weekly site. You can see our digital show dailies on the PW site, and you can go to the Book Expo Facebook page and actually watch the panels too. But, you know, I was really interested in seeing what the engagement was going to be like. And, you know, I have to say, I think there was real promise there.
Okay, so what do we know about that engagement? And so where did you see that promise?
Well, I imagine Book Expo is still parsing some of its numbers, but you can look at the page views, right? And you can see the thousands of comments and interactions on Facebook Live. It's all still there. And from that perspective, it looks like engagement was very high. And, you know, during the panels themselves, you could see the counter numbers in the top, and they were higher. Certainly, they were much higher than, you know, the 100 people you'd be able to cram into a meeting room at the Javits Center. Okay, maybe more than that in one of the bigger rooms, or the auditorium for sure. But you know, I'll give you an example of the Library Day sessions on May 26th. You know, we did the first one. And those sessions from the morning only appear, if you combine all those sessions from the morning, there were three sessions, they appear to have been viewed well over 20,000 times. And when you consider that Book Expo normally draws what? Probably over a little 2,000 librarians and maybe 7,000 to 8,000 total professionals to the actual event. That's a pretty extensive bump in reach. And the panels were good. I really enjoyed watching them. I didn't think that the format was off-putting at all. I actually learned from them. And you know, my takeaway from all this was that this is going to be an important component of all book fairs going forward. Now, to be clear, this was not Book Expo. It was a form of Book Expo. And I certainly hope the pandemic doesn't spell the end of these face-to-face conferences, because we need those meetings. We need these chance interactions in the halls. We need these social events that come, you know, once a year in whatever locale, whether it's New York or London or Frankfurt or wherever the book fair is. But, you know, the online component can certainly extend the reach of these fairs. And people seem to have responded very favorably. That you can see it in the comments, people saying, thank you for having this. I'm so glad I wouldn't have been able to attend this if it was just, you know, a normal book expo. So I'm so happy I can be here. So we're going to learn more as the postmortems, I think, roll in the coming weeks. But I'm really encouraged. Now, should this replace Book Expo? No. I don't think so at all. Can it enhance Book Expo? Yes, absolutely. And that's no small thing. You know, we've had what, like 3 or 4 format changes in the past 4 years for Book Expo. You know, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of talk about what Book Expo should look like. So maybe this is something positive for Book Expo to come out of this pandemic. Maybe this forced year off, not only from Book Expo, but from London Book Fair or, you know, anything else that we've had to cancel. You know, maybe this will remind us of what we miss when we're not actually together face to face. And at the same time, offer a spark for, you know, some of the kind of creative breakthroughs that Book Expo and other book fairs have sort of been looking for all these years.
And we do have a few more chances coming up soon, not only to learn those lessons, Andrew, but also to see how far we can stretch with innovative technology. The American Library Association holds its own virtual conference at the end of June. And of course, there is Frankfurt set for October. Indeed, this week, Frankfurt Book Fair organizers announced their show will go on in Frankfurt and online. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is kind of big news, right? The organizers of the Frankfurt Book Fair have confirmed their intention to go ahead with the book fair this October. And here is what I find interesting. It is exactly what we've been talking about just now and have been talking about for the last few weeks. You know, the fair remains scheduled for an October 14th to 18th with live events, in-person meetings on the fairgrounds, much different, of course, but they're going to have the in-person event and spread throughout the city of Frankfurt, I should add. But it's also going to feature extensive virtual and online events for participants who cannot travel to Germany. You know, at a press conference this week, Book Fair Director Jürgen Bose said that it was more important than ever to hold the Frankfurt Book Fair, and I can see where he's coming from.
But what in practice will this look like? Frankfurt Book Fair is a massive event, one that welcomes well over 100,000 professionals for almost an entire week, and closer to 300,000 if you count the public attendance on the weekend. How will the fair keep it safe for everyone?
Well, I think Germany's in a bit of a different position than we are here in the U.S. And it was actually the state of Hessen where Frankfurt is located. They were the arbiter of the final decision here, and they gave approval for this event to actually go forward after reviewing the book fair's plans to sort of maintain social distancing and hygiene. So, you know, there's going to be things like contactless registration, and at the entry, there's going to be health checks. You know, who knows what that's going to look like exactly, but I'm assuming they're going to scan for temperatures, etc. The minimum width of the aisles and the halls is going to be expanded to 20 to 25 feet, which I think is fantastic. If you've tried to get anywhere in Frankfurt, the jammed hallways can be a bit of an issue sometimes. And the minimum booth size is going to double. The footprint of the fair will also shrink. As listeners may know, the fairgrounds are enormous with numerous halls. But for this year, the halls in use will be limited to Hall 3, Hall 4, and Hall 6. One of the halls, of course, was scheduled to be knocked down, Hall 5. That was going to be gone anyway. So, you know, this is actually a year where, you know, they were going to have to, you know, move people around, and there's going to be construction. Well, not so much a problem anymore. Earlier, fair officials have suggested that the Literary Agents and Scout Center, the Wright Center, as we have taken to calling it, could move off-site, but instead it's going to return to Hall 6. Last year, of course, it was moved to the Fest Hall, and that caused a huge problem with agents, but I think it all worked out in the end. And also, we should note that, you know, those of us who've been to Frankfurt, there's significant outdoor space, right? There's lots of picnic tables outside the halls, and there's this enormous agora where if the weather's nice, you can have lots of meetings. And of course, if the weather's nice, you know, is a fraught phrase when it comes to Frankfurt. But in the press conference yesterday, Bose said it was an exciting decision, but also difficult, and that it was going to require a ton of hard work. And of course, if a second wave of the virus does come, whether in Germany or in the surrounding areas, he acknowledged, then yeah, the in-person show that they are planning to go ahead with would likely have to be canceled. At which point I should note that fairgoers and vendors would get a full refund of any deposits or money they put down. So, as you might correctly gather, all of this implies that, yes, there's going to be a significant reduction in attendance. It's going to be a smaller Frankfurt Book Fair. Organizers said that at the moment, the majority of event stages are going to be replaced by virtual events. The fair is still going to be open to the public on Saturday and Sunday, but the fairgrounds are going to be limited to 20,000 people to be on the fairgrounds at any one time. But that seems okay because they don't all come at once anyway, right? People come and leave different times of the day. The fair is also planning to host a week-long book fest that's being planned with the support of several German publishers, including Random House. That's going to take place throughout the city. So smaller, yes. We'll get to the point, right to the point here. Though Bo said he can't anticipate what the numbers will be, it is going to be smaller. Right now, he said they're looking at the same numbers as last year, roughly, maybe about 75%. There's been no major cancellations among the big publishers yet. They're still intending on being there. But that will also change. You know, Bose was frank about that. He said he's sure that's going to change. A lot of North Americans are not going to come. A lot of Asians are not going to come. And a lot of us will probably not be able to come, right? There may be travel restrictions or visa issues that will come into play. So ultimately, Bose said he expects a very European fare. So lots of questions, but I certainly take Bose's point that having the fare would be a shot in the arm for the book business. And not only for business, but for books, for actually giving books this massive world multimedia stage, this presence. A different experience for sure, a different Frankfurt than the one that we've grown used to. But as Bose himself said, don't think of this year's fair as a usual Frankfurt Book Fair. It's going to be different.
So let me ask you, Andrew, would you go?
I would. Yeah. You know me. If I hear the music, I'm going to dance. So if I'm allowed to go, if there is a fair, if it's deemed safe, I'm going to be there. Absolutely. And I'll be there and I'll wear a mask and I'll have hand sanitizer with me and I'll do whatever is required of me. And I'll take every precaution needed to keep me and everyone else safe. But yeah, you know, I'm actually kind of hoping to be there. And I hope some others will be there too. I miss you all. And as you know, I've been pretty impressed over the years with how Frankfurt has sort of dealt with change in the industry, the digital change in particular. You know, they've really experimented with the format of the fair. They've been aggressive in pushing things and trying new things. So, you know, I actually feel pretty confident with the Frankfurt Book Fair organizers. You know, if anyone, if any book fair, if any event out there is going to at least try to meet head on the challenges presented by this crisis, I think it's the Frankfurt Book Fair.
And to which I'm sure Frankfurt Book Fair CEO Jürgen Bose says, wunderbar. And wunderbar as well for your contribution, Andrew Albanese, PW Senior Writer. Thanks for joining me today on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Coming next on Beyond the Book, next week, the latest edition of the Digital Consumer Book Barometer is set to be released at the virtual Reimagine Conference and Digital Publishing Summit. The Digital Book Barometer for 2020 measures the publishing climate for ebooks and audiobooks in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, as well as Italy, Spain, Brazil, and Mexico. A global picture is offered of the continuing evolution of digital formats and their adoption, even as recently as for the first quarter of this year, when the cyclone of the coronavirus pandemic suddenly appeared on radar. From Vienna, Digital Book Barometer editor and author Rüdiger Wieschenbart notes that the COVID-19 crisis has presented publishers with sharply drawn lessons for their businesses.
When we looked into the first indicators about how the virus and the pandemic impacts on the digital market, we realized quickly that the first thing it did was to reinforce developments and changes and shifts that have been going on already for a while. So it did not something entirely new, but it was a strong accelerator of change and transformation.
A Digital Book Barometer, next on Beyond the Book. Our show is produced by Copyright Clearance Center. Our co-producer and recording engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. Subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The complete Beyond the Book podcast archive is available at beyondthebook.com. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon on CCC's Beyond the Book.